Hi there, this is Jackie from the Let's Talk TEFL podcast. So I'm going to do a solo episode today on how to be a confident teacher. So I get a lot of questions and emails from teachers who are quite new to it, and some of them are struggling with kind of how to be confident, how to maintain control in a classroom if you have, like, say, 30 or 40 students. And some teachers are really struggling with that, kind of like looking the part, being the part, and actually just running an effective classroom. So I'm going to share my kind of top 10 thoughts on the topic of being a confident English teacher. All right, so the first thought is that you are not alone. There are probably every day thousands and thousands of teachers around the world that are stepping foot in a classroom for the very first time. So if that's a situation that you're in and you're really struggling, if it's your first month, your first couple months, even your first day, and you don't quite know what you should be doing and how you should be doing it, not to worry, you really, really are not alone. Everyone has kind of gone through it, and you will get better with time. So I think back to my very first day in the classroom when I was teaching kindergarten in South Korea. I was actually terrible. I had no real lesson plan. I didn't know what I was doing. The students were just going running around the class, and I felt like I actually had no strategies or methods to stop them. I left the classroom and felt pretty demoralized, but that was probably my lowest point, and then it got better from there. And it took me probably 2 or 3 or 4 years to actually 100% find my groove and be totally confident in the classroom. So you will get there with time, so just give yourself a little bit of patience. So that kind of leads into my second point. You have to practice things to get better at things. So this is true for a musical instrument, a language, a sport, cooking, whatever you are going to do, you're not going to be perfect the very first time you do it. And this is also true with teaching. Teaching is a bit of an art. And you have to practice and kind of see what works for you, what works for the students, what works for the context that you're teaching in. And that all takes time. So have some patience and some grace for yourself and try not to worry too much if you are struggling a little bit. Everyone goes through that, and it's very, very normal. All right. So the third tip that I have for being confident is to look and act the part. So if you come to school wearing kind of like ripped jeans and a dirty t-shirt, the students are going to kind of think like, who is this person? Are they really a teacher? Why do they look like they're just, you know, hanging out at home on the weekend watching TV or whatever? Why are they dressed like that? And if you are kind of just acting like very, like always constantly making jokes and like trying to be the funny guy or the funny girl, it can be a little bit tough because students don't actually take that person very seriously in many cases. So my advice is to look the part. Come to school with like clean, kind of like a little bit dressier clothes. Even if you're allowed to wear jeans at school, I recommend dress up a little bit. And then also act the part. So be professional and friendly, but you don't have to be what I call the edutainer. So you don't have to be the education entertainer who's like constantly singing and dancing and making students laugh. It's okay to be a little bit serious and actually just be an English teacher who is serious about teaching their students English. That is totally okay. And don't worry. You might not be quite as popular as an edutainer. However, you will actually be getting some results in your classroom. So parents will love that. Even students will realize, oh, wow, this person is actually teaching me English, and they will appreciate it. So look the part and act the part, and that will go a long way to having students respect you and also to giving yourself some confidence to walk into the classroom. All right, the next tip I have to be confident is to prepare for lessons. So I'm sure you've had this during your university days or like for job interviews or whatever. If you prepared, I'm sure you felt confident, like you would ace that test. Maybe you'd have a good chance of getting that job. Maybe you're doing a driving test, so you practiced lots. You knew how to do the turns. You knew how to do the shoulder check. And you just knew that you were going to pass and it would actually be no problem. So if you prepare for lessons, there's a good chance you can kind of just walk into the class and it will be a good class. However, if you don't prepare, like if you didn't study for that test, you didn't really prepare for that driving lesson, well, who actually knows what's going to happen? Maybe you'll fail the test, whatever the case might be. So if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. That is one of the sayings that I really like. So do at least a basic lesson plan. So maybe even as something as simple as like, what are you going to review? How will you introduce the topic? And then kind of like, what's your grammar or vocabulary that you're going to teach? And then maybe there's a little like reading lesson or a speaking activity or a little like listening thing. And then maybe students will do some questions and they'll have a little bit of free practice time. Maybe you'll do like a little game or activity and then maybe like a little review at the end of class and maybe assign a bit of homework or something like that. So that is a very simple lesson plan and it can be done in as little as like say 5 minutes. I don't recommend only taking 5 minutes, but if you're desperate, you actually could make a little lesson plan in a very short amount of time. And that will give you some confidence to go into the classroom and just know that you're going to succeed. The next tip I have for being confident is to have a backup plan. So if you've been teaching for a while, I'm sure this has happened to you. So you make a little lesson plan and have all the things going on, and then you walk into the class and students are like, oh, teacher, I already like studied that page with the other teacher. Or something like that. Or you do a little plan and then you think, oh, like the simple past, I'm going to teach students the simple past. And it's like, as it turns out, the students are already aces at the simple past. And they blow through the exercises in 1 minute, which you think will take them 10 or 15 minutes. And they're all perfectly correct. So I always like to have a little backup plan. So you can do a couple different things. So you can have like some worksheets the students can do, like maybe like a little English like crossword puzzle or something like that. Or you could have a couple activities that kind of require no preparation, kind of just in the back of your mind. You can even write them down in your lesson plan. So this is what I'm going to do at the end of class, or even for a class if things go badly. And I actually have so much time with nothing to do. So this will give you confidence. It will help you feel less scared about how to fill the time in the class. All right, the next tip I have is body language. So I think that if you walk into the class kind of slouching and you're looking kind of like you don't want to be there, you're a bit disheveled, disorganized, and you just feel like, oh, this is the last thing I want to be doing, your body is going to show that. Students are going to like see you and just think, oh, wow, this person really doesn't like teaching and really doesn't want to be here. But if you walk in kind of standing up straight, smiling, kind of looking like upbeat, a little bit happy, students are going to pick up on that energy and will give you back what you're giving them in a lot of cases. It's not always true. Sometimes I walk into class kind of feeling upbeat, excited, and the students are just like sleepy or they've had a test in another class and they've all pulled all-nighters or whatever the case might be. So this isn't always true, but it's often the case that you get back what you give. So if you give disinterested, kind of bored, not excited, the students are going to give that back to you. But if you walk in and you kind of give excited, some energy, some optimism, students will often kind of give that back to you. So think about your body language and kind of what you're portraying to the students. The next tip I have for being a confident teacher is to think about eye contact. So I never actually thought that much about it until I was teaching a presentation skills class in a South Korean university. And we were talking about eye contact. So I mentioned something to like my students like, okay, and make sure you look at all areas of the class. So look at the people in the front and then the right and then the back left and then the front left and the back right. Make sure you cover everyone. And one brave student actually put up their hand and said, Jackie, you never look at the front left. And everyone had said, oh, and I said, really? Oh no. And then everyone in the class said, yeah, it's true. And then students said, it's okay though, no problem. And they were actually very nice about it. But then some students said, I used to sit in the front left, but I started to feel lonely because you never look there. So I sat in another spot. And it was quite a funny moment actually in the class. And I always just appreciated that my students told me that. And after that, I did pay more attention to where I was looking and how I was looking. So if you have, say, a big class of like 40 students, it's impossible to look at everybody, say, in the span of like 20 seconds. You'll just be like whipping your head around way too fast. But generally over the course of a minute or two, I would try to kind of make eye contact with every single student in the class. So this helps them kind of stay engaged, stay interested, and kind of just be there with you in the class. And yeah, this will help give you confidence. If you look at students and you know they're paying attention and you know they're looking at you, they're nodding, maybe you can kind of see like, oh, they understood what I'm saying and they are doing what you want them to be doing in the classroom. Eye contact is kind of how you find out those things and how you can achieve those things. All right, the next tip I have is to be calm and never, ever, ever lose your cool. So no matter what is happening and how crazy it seems, never yell and never lose your cool. So a couple times when I was teaching middle school students who are like, you know, sometimes not that happy because of hormones or like their boyfriend or like their parents or whatever is going on. It often has nothing to do with the actual teacher that's in front of them at that moment, but it has to do with all these other things in their life. So a couple times when I was teaching middle school students, I just found my like blood pressure rising. I was getting more impatient. I was getting angry. I was like, who is this kid and why are they so rude and disrespectful to me? So how I handled that was I just took a little break, and I didn't mean I just like left the school or whatever, but I mean I just went into the hallway for like 30 seconds. Middle school students are fine in the classroom alone for 30 seconds or a minute if you're outside the door. And I just kind of like took a deep breath, kind of collected myself. And then I would just come back to the classroom and I was fine. And actually just leaving the classroom like that, if students are misbehaving, it kind of just like throws them off a little bit because they don't actually know what's happening if you leave the classroom. And so usually when I would come in, it would be dead silent. And whoever was kind of like, you know, stressing me out, they would actually often be kind of just sitting there, like knowing that something bad was probably going to happen to them. But I wouldn't really like punish them or do anything to them. But even just that very act of like leaving the classroom and kind of just gathering myself, it would kind of just be a reset in the classroom. So if you are going to lose your cool or yell, I recommend just step outside the classroom for 30 seconds and yeah, just gather yourself. And if you lose your cool, students will lose respect for you. And it's hard to get that back. So always be calm. You can also enlist help if needed. So if you have a co-teacher, maybe if you have a way to contact parents and maybe they speak English or you speak that first language, then I recommend you can even contact the parents, contact the principal at your, or like talk to the, you know, head teacher, the principal at your school, get them to contact the parents, whatever the case might be. It's better to kind of go through those channels than it is to yell at your students. All right, the next thing to being a confident teacher is to play to your strengths. So, and plan lessons to your strengths. So I am a terrible musician. I am a terrible singer. So I actually don't really plan lessons kind of centered around songs and singing and that kind of thing. But then there's some teachers who, you know, play guitar and they like do all the songs and they have campfires with their friends and they're just like whizzes at that kind of thing. Those teachers, if they do that kind of lessons, the students love it. And I'm sure I would love it too, but that's just not me. What I love is like playing things like board games and listening to podcasts and even just going outside for a little hike or whatever. So I would often plan lessons. I would kind of create these fun board games for my students to do kind of as like a review activity, or I would plan a little lesson for higher level students around a podcast and we'd have some comprehension questions and discussion questions about it. I would even sometimes like try to get my students outside. So we'd go maybe on a little hike, or I did one year I was teaching at a summer camp and it was during the Olympics and I like little games in the Olympics and that kind of thing. So I designed a little like mini Olympics for my students. So like an egg drop competition off the roof, a paper airplane flying contest, a skip rope contest, how many jumps they could do, that kind of thing. And students really loved it. And it was my strength. I love like sports and competing and little games and that kind of thing. So whatever you're good at, focus on that in the classroom, and that will give you confidence. Don't try to be someone that you're not. And the final tip that I have for how to be a confident teacher is to observe other people teaching, if possible. You can ask some of your colleagues. You could do a course like the CELTA, an in-person CELTA course, where you spend a lot of your time actually observing other teachers. And this is an excellent way to kind of pick up some tips, see what other teachers do, find out kind of what they do for classroom management. And it can really help you to become a better teacher yourself. It will give you some confidence, some new ideas, and yeah, all of that good stuff. So I think that's it for my tips on how to become a confident teacher. But the final takeaway that I want to leave you with is, don't worry if you're not confident right now. It will get better with time. And as you get more experience and more practice with teaching, I guarantee that you will get better at it and you will become more confident and you will become a better teacher and your students will learn more effectively. Okay, so please be sure to check out this podcast, eselactivity.org/podcast, and you can see all the other episodes and all the links and all of those good things. And then, yeah, please leave a review and a rating wherever you listen to this podcast, and I would really appreciate it. Okay, catch you next time. Bye, everybody.